This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. The African Union has asked the junta that overthrew the democratically elected government of Niger to return to the barracks within 15 days, just as the soldiers, facing growing international pressure, met with senior civil servants to discuss how to run the West African country. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Saturday in Australia said how the situation unfolds could affect American assistance.
The fact remains that the very significant assistance that we have in place, and that's making a material difference in the lives of the people of Niger, is clearly in jeopardy, and we've communicated that as clearly as we possibly can to those responsible for disrupting the constitutional order and Niger's democracy.
Analysts fear that a successful coup in Niger and the sanctions in the aftermath could cause more hardship for the millions of poor people and hungry as well in West Africa.
Teraz sytuacja staje się jeszcze groźniejsza.
Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki says a group of about 100 soldiers from the Wagner Group have moved closer to the Belarusian city of Grodno near the Polish border and could also pose a threat to Poland, he says, calling the situation more dangerous. However, he did not give a source for that information. And the founder of the Belarusian opposition Hanjin Project, which monitors military activity in the country, told Reuters that his group has not seen any evidence of the Wagner Group moving closer to that city. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky visited Ukrainian troops near the eastern city on the front line Saturday. The visit comes on a day that authorities in Zaporizhia say that two people were killed in a Russian missile strike. And the Russian Foreign Ministry says that it has received around 30 peace initiatives.